Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'm delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, it's a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are things?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. We had a bit of a disrupted weekend last weekend. It was obviously we had no racing on Sunday, but racing was called off at the 11th hour at Goran Park last weekend.
Yeah, I was actually down there myself, Patrick, so it was unfortunate, right? I've never seen as much lightning, I have to say. Lightning is probably the worst thing, the one bit of weather that can really halt racing, because it's very dangerous for the starting stalls in particular, for the jockeys, anyone like that. And then, of course, Goran Park has a nice parade ring, but it's full of trees. And I suppose that would be the place to be when there's plenty of lightning around. It was a bit unusual. It started off a nice day, and then about an hour and a half or an hour before the course, it started to rain very heavy. But it was when the lightning came that I guess they were left with no option. They left it about 20 minutes, half an hour to make up their minds, and then unfortunately had to call it off. And it was a big pity, there's no doubt, because some interesting racing there. But at least we got it going ahead then yesterday, and there was some good winners there. But certainly a blank weekend for Irish racing wouldn't happen too often, and was a bit disappointing for everybody concerned.
He sure was indeed, but there was, as you say, there was some good action there yesterday, and a very impressive winner of the big race, the Denny Cordell Lanswan Stakes.
Yes, indeed, and funny enough, Four White Sox, it wasn't actually in the original field last Saturday because the ground was too fast for it. Of course, when we went back to final entries away, which means the horse could go back into the race if they so wished, and they certainly took the option there when the soft ground arrived, and it proved a very good winner under Declan McDonough. Well back, actually, 33-1 in the barn, ended up around 14-1, and won very nicely indeed, a nice win indeed for Declan as well. It's had a quite enough season, and some nice two winner there of Aidan O'Brien, the top was very impressive there, won at a nice price, 9-4. And again, Colin Keane won the first race, a nice filly called Even. So he's driven very nicely on a first run at Tipperary a couple of weeks ago, finished third. And the moment, the battle between Colin and Donica is raging fiercely, and it's only 88 to Colin and 87 to Donica. So it'll be very interesting over the weekend. Both of them have some good mounts coming up. Donica is actually in action at Newmarket tomorrow, and some very good races there. So he'll have a few nice rides at the Curragh on Sunday. And of course, Colin is staying at home this weekend, so he certainly will be, hopefully, be among the winners at the Curragh at the weekend.
Yeah, sure will. Actually, Colin Keane's actually going to Newmarket as well tomorrow to ride Siskin.
That's right, of course. Yeah.
So we will touch on Newmarket maybe, Martin, a little bit later on. But for the moment, we will stick to the home racing for the weekend. And the Curragh is down for 2 days for their autumn meeting. And first race on Saturday gets underway at 1:25. 8-race card down for decision on what is Newbridge Parish Family Day at the Curragh. And we'll kick off with the second race on the card. This is the Renaissance Stakes over 6 furlongs. The Group 3 contest. We've got 7 year going to post.
That's right, I'm one English runner here for David O'Mara, a horse called Perfection, who has run here earlier on the season. Beautiful filly this one. She finished second to Surrounding in the Brownstone Stakes at Ferry House in Mid-July. Not quite sure if the recent rain we got will be to her in her favour, but she must have a chance on her overall form in what is a very competitive contest. Gustavus Weston heads the weight series, carries a £3 penalty for him in the group race at Akura in August, and he must have a good chance. He certainly won't mind the rain softened ground. Beckford has been slightly disappointed in rejoining Gordon Elliott, who's a very smart 2-year-old for the same trainer area 2 years ago, but he hasn't actually won yet this season, although he did run well last time in fourth to Gustavus Weston, and I would say he'd have a bit of a chance under Chris Hayes. But maybe Speaking Colours for Joseph Ryan could win this one under Shane Cross. A good winner over horse and distance at the Curragh on Derby weekend over 6 furlongs. Has run quite well in higher company of late. Fourth at York last time over 7 furlongs. I think going back to 6 will suit. And he just might be good enough to win and beat Perfection and Gustavus Weston in what looks a very tight contest.
The Joe McGrath handicap is the 5 furlong contest. €50,000 in the prize pot. And we've got a big field of 21.
Yeah, plenty of in the chances here, Patrick. Make a Challenge has certainly done a very, very good job this year. He's won 4 of his last 5 starts, and last time was only just beaten by Buffer Zone in the big handicap at the Curragh on the Irish Champions weekend. Now, he must probably start favourite again here. He's up another couple of pounds, so he's run out of America 94 now. And when you consider he started winning off America 60, it shows you how much improvement he's made. Certainly will be one of the favourites here and must have a big chance. Although he's going to take a chance in a horse called Aurora Eclipse, finished third behind Make a Challenge on her last start. That was a couple of weeks ago at the Curragh. Meets him £6 bare terms for just a very narrow beating and must have a big chance. The likes of City Man, winner last time, up £8, might not like the soft ground, though it will be a bit of a problem there. But for High End, for Michael Grassick, he's another one that's much improved. Hasn't ran since winning the Scurry handicap on Oaks weekend in July, up £11 for that. Was forced to miss a big handicap at a couple of weeks ago because the ground's too quick for him. That certainly won't be the case tomorrow. He must have have a chance from stall 20, and Horse There Curl for High End with Billy Lee in the saddle. But I think Aurora Eclipse each way is where I'll be playing that one.
Okay, let's look later on the card. The 420 contest is the Group 3 Lochbrown Stakes over 2 miles, €60,000 in the prize pot, but not a whole lot between the five runners.
That's right indeed, Patrick. And Capri and Cypress Creek represent Aidan O'Brien here, but both of them have a bit of ground, I suppose. They didn't run all that well in the ledger, although Capri did get interfered with. He's been a slightly disappointing horse, I have to say, Capri, since the horse that won the Irish Derby two years ago. He also won the English Ledger that year in 2017. But this year he's looked a little bit laboured, it has to be said. They did try stepping him up and doing him over 2.5 miles and 2 miles, and it hasn't really worked, although we must say the soft ground forecast for tomorrow will be in his favour. And this is probably the easiest assignment he's had for quite a while, so he probably will start favourite and take plenty of beating. And saying that, in contrast to him though, Castanza for Dermot Weld has been in terrific form this season, winning of a maiden early on in the year. She won her last three handicaps then with very, very good style, and just does enough to win. Overcame a wide draw the last time to win a Leopardstown in the Irish Champions weekend. That was quite a good effort. Young Andrew Flaherty gets on very well, and although he can't claim his usual allowance in this race, I think Castanza has a very good chance. She just seems to be in terrific form, and just an improving filly, and even though she's plenty of ground to make up on Capri on ratings, she's only rated 98, he's rated 111. I just think that the form she's in at the moment and the form that Capri is in, I think Castanza might just be the safer bet of the two.
The final race in the card is the 1.5 Ladies Invitational Handicap, Martin. There's 20 runners declared here, but there was a draw made this morning by yourselves in HRI for the top 10 riders who will be riding in this race tomorrow.
That's right, there's five lady riders from abroad, one from America, one from Germany, one from Norway, one from Sweden, and one from the UK as well. And of course, five good Irish riders as well. Lisa Neal, of course, probably the leading rider here, leading rider in the country for the last few years. Joseph O'Brien, she rides a horse called Area, who's beaten a hot favourite at Roscommon last time. Must have a chance of going back into handicap company. Although the one I do like myself is a horse called Way Back Home for Porrick Roach. Only O'Connor has been drawn to ride that one. Way Back Home was a youthful animal last year over hurdles and returned to action with a promising fifth at the stall a couple of weeks ago. I think Dwayne Soften Brown will have no problem toward to step up to a mile and a half will certainly suit this one very well. And Anya Connor is a very capable rider, so a lot of things in his favour. Universal Focus for Russell Sullivan and Laura Hogan should go well. Certainly will handle the testing ground. It was a good winner down Royal a couple of weeks ago. It's up £8 for that, and it'll make life a bit more difficult, but certainly wouldn't be without a chance. While Jessica Harrington's won Malakuta, ran Melbourne Tour at Down Royal last time behind Spruce Meadows, although she does have an inexperienced lady on board with Niamh Kelly taking the round. So interesting race to end off the promising first day race, and I think Way Back Home is the safe way here. I think definitely will be an each way bet.
Anything else on Saturday's card, Martin?
Yeah, a couple of interesting ones earlier on the card. I thought possibly in the first race, Mia Kame might have a chance for Jack Davison in the 125. Not a very strong race. Interesting one here is probably a horse called Yale for Aidan O'Brien. He cost £1 million. It's very well bred. It's one of Scat Daddy. But unfortunately, he didn't run anywhere near as much as he cost the first time out. He was very disappointing, actually. And you'd have to leave that farm well behind him. And that might be the case here. But you wouldn't know how he'd go on soft ground. I think Mia Kame is probably overdue a win and might just be good enough to win that one. In other races, maybe I thought a horse called Marcelo Brenza was a good winner at the Cora last time, winning an apprentice race. He's up £7 for that for John Gagan down to 3.45, but must go very well. Quizzical, of course, returns to action. He was the one that won the charity race, the past one in charity race there a couple of weeks ago under Tony McKay. He must have a chance in that 3.45 under Oisin R. But I do think that Marcelo Brenza is going to have a chance in that particular contest.
Okay, let's have a look at day two of the autumn fixture at the Coronan, Martin. It's a 1.50 start on Sunday for the 7-race card. We're going to move on to the third race in the card. This is the Weld Park Stakes for 2-year-old fillies only. 7 furlongs in the distance, and Dermot Weld always has one or two strong ones to throw in here.
Yeah, he sponsored this race himself in memory of his late parents, and he's got two very strong chances here with Shaheen and Tasalka. I must say, both of them have very good chances. Tasalka has actually yet to win the race, but just got touched off in a very tight finish at Tipperary last month, beaten by a horse called Blissful, trained by Aidan O'Brien, who went on then and won a listed race at Leopardstown and Irish Champions weekend. So that form looks very solid. The other one, Shaheen, won very well at Roscoe. Actually, only won, barely just won at Galway a couple of weeks ago, but just got up on the line. Did show plenty of promise on that occasion. Both must have chances, but both probably have to improve to step up to Group 3 company and win here. Love Lockett is interesting for Donegal and Aidan O'Brien. She finished fourth on her first run at Naas a couple of weeks ago. Should improve a lot on that. It's significant, I think, that Donegal rides this one. Must have a chance, but the one to beat is definitely the top one. A New Dawn, Torta Kay and Pepper, trained by Jessica Harrington, Kay and Pepper, in a listed race over a mile at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. Now, that was quite a good effort. Some use of fillies ahead of her and some use of fillies behind her. And I just think, with a rate of 96, or 98, sorry, in this race, that might be good enough to win here. She had shown good form to win at Naas earlier on the season. I think 7-4 on triple suitor ideally, and she won't mind the soft ground. She looked one for Wayne Lorden and Joshua Bryan.
The Group 2 Beresford Stakes is due off at 4 o'clock over the mile for 2-year-olds only, with 7 declared here.
Well, of all the races in the pattern, Aidan O'Brien has, I think, won this race unbelievably 18 times since he started training over 25 years ago, and he always does produce a very smart horse in this particular contest. And the one he probably relies on this year, or one that looks likely the most fancied, is a horse called Inish Free, a nice winner to Galway Festival, having shown good promise from second and eighth on his first run. That was a couple of months ago now, the Galway Festival run, but a horse he beat on that occasion, Shechem, trained by Dan Well, has since been his second to Mogul, another one of Aidan O'Brien's likely Derby horses for next season, and also a winner at Listowel last time. And Shechem actually is interesting, a Heaven News rivalry here. There's only a head between them on that occasion, wasn't much at all in between them. Inish Free had a better draw at that time, so maybe Shechem will be fancying the chances tomorrow of reversing places. But I've got a feeling that Inish Free is probably a very good horse in the making, and I just think there's plenty of improvement in him. He could be another one here for Aidan O'Brien in a race, as he's made his own over the years. Camara for Gerard Lyons was a good winner at Killarney on his only start, and he could certainly make a bold bid under Colin Keane. Well, another one with high fancy entries, a horse called Gold Mains for Jessica Harrington. Did run well first time and fifth, but we'll probably have to step up a fair bit to get close to the likes of Innisfree. I think between Innisfree and Shechem, and again, I think Innisfree might just be able to come out on top.
We have two nursery handicaps closing up the card on Sunday. First one is over a mile, and the second one, the final race of the weekend, is over 6 furlongs.
Yeah, plenty of runners in these ones, Patrick. And the first one there over a mile, Marchand Ensemble has the race for Gerard Lyons, winner at Ballystone earlier on the season. Didn't run all that well at Cork last time, but I think the softer ground on Sunday will certainly suit him. Probably the one to beat, though, is Mythologic for Aidan O'Brien, written by Donica. Placed a couple of occasions to date, has run some against some decent horses. A little bit disappointing there on his last run, maybe, but stepping back into nursery company here, handicap company, would have to give it a chance. The Lance race, very wide open race, this one. It's only for horses rate between 45 to 70, so they wouldn't be the strongest of horses. But maybe Yolo Reach for Johnny Murta and Ben Cohn. Good second to Sligo last time. He'd definitely be one with a chance. And another one there called the King of Kells for Michael Mulvaney and Chris Hayes. Good second and eighth last time. Yeah, that was quite a good effort. And maybe one of those two could be the ones to follow there for the punters.
Anything else on Sunday at the Curragh?
Well, yeah, a couple of maybe, I suppose, I think the opening race should go the way of Johnny Murta. Colin Keane has been snapped up for this one. Cool as ice. He's been torn on his two starts to date. Idrogan was not too soft for him. Must go very well here. Aidan O'Brien would have a chance in the second race with a horse called Hong Kong. But maybe Springbank, trained by Johnny Murta again, toured first and out to a horse called with Cheetah at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. Now, that with Cheetah went down and won a group race yesterday in Newmarket, so that form looked pretty solid. So I think Springbank must enter calculations here. Well, the median auction race at 4:30, possibly the best bet on the card, is a horse called Sonenta for Jim Bulger. Just got beaten the nose last time at Galway, when there was plenty of money on it. That was a very, very good effort, and I think she just might be good enough to gain compensation here in that 4:30 event.
Okay, let's revert back to Saturday then, Martin, because there is a National Hunt meeting this weekend at Navan, and it's kicking off at 1:45. We're going to move on to the fourth race in the card. In fact, this is the BarwinRacing.com sign-up bonus hurdle. Conditions race over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, with 8 declared here.
Yeah, definitely the one here with a chance is Dr. Duffy, the top one here, Patrick Charles Burns. He just might be a bit of a tricky horse, but his form is very solid. He was second at the Stowell Festival last time to a decent horse of Gavin Cromwell's called Darber Star. That was he's a very smart horse, that Darber Star, and that was no disgrace to finish second to him. Now, in saying that, he did show one or two tendencies, Dr. Duffy, in the past. he actually ran out one day at one of the races, so it's just maybe a slight note of caution against him. And maybe Black Tears down the bottom, getting a bit of weight off him, will take plenty of beating. This one was a useful mare last season for Gordon Elliott. Jack Kennedy takes the mount, finished fourth at the Cheltenham Festival in a Grade 2 contest. She was tried at Grade 1 level after and just probably wasn't up to it, but after a rating of 133, the conditions of this race suit her very well. She's getting plenty of weight off Dr. Duffy, and I think Black Tears, if she's anywhere near fully fit for a first run of the season, will take plenty of beating in this conditions hurdle.
An intriguing beginner's chase at 4.05 over 2.5 miles, where 10 will face the starter.
Yeah, no Willie Mullins runs at all, I think, tomorrow, actually, Patrick. Interesting to see that. The ground is probably still good at the moment, and the season's just getting the full string. But there is a couple of interesting runners here. Fred the Foot was a decent horse for John McCann over hurdles, and he has a rating of 126 over hurdles. So if he jumps around safely, you have to say he has a bit of a chance. But Monstrosity was a good winner at Bellistown over 3 miles in a maiden hurdle there during the summer, so that was quite a good effort. Timmin has loads of experience for Gordon Elliott over fences, has run some good races in handicaps, and has run some poor races as well, so interesting to see how he goes back in this kind of beginner's company. But the bottom one I think is interesting, Lever de Soleil, young horse this one, only a 4-year-old, good forward to at Galway, the Charlie Southlands, first run over fences. That was quite a good effort for Gavin Cromwell, the local trainer here at Navan, and Jonathan Moore on board. I think this one will take plenty of beating. It saw some very good form in 3-year hurdles and 4-year hurdles last season, and I think, you know, jumped fairly well at Galway, and if you can reproduce that same type of effort tomorrow, might just be good enough to win this one.
Okay, anything else on Navan's very competitive National Hunt card tomorrow?
Yeah, the Big Lens was a good winner for Gordon Elliott Lestow last time, the 4.40 race, and under an 8-pound penalty should certainly go well here, although Henry DeBonville's Megalomaniac was also a good winner last time at Tremor, and the form of that race worked out quite well because Demi Plea, that was actually second on that occasion, went on and won at Lestow, so maybe slight preference there for Rachel Blackmore's mount, Megalomaniac, I think, just might have a bit of a chance in this one. Other races, maybe a horse called Touch of Gold in the second race, 2.20, it's a very wide open contest, but it was a good winner last time at Clonmel, and must have a bit of a chance. We're here for the crack, a possible danger, while in the 2.55, a huge field here, but a horse called Theatre Ward ran a good race for Russell Sutherland and third at Lestall, and just might be one to beat here, although the one that probably that likely star favourite is a horse called Something Sweet, second to a horse called Sandfly at Lestall a couple of weeks ago. Now there was a major gamble on that Sandfly, so it was a good effort from Something Sweet to be second, only up £2 for that, and might just be worth an each way shot in that 26 runner handicap there, the third race in the card, 2.55.
Okay, let's have a look then across the pond, Martin, because the 3-day September meeting at Newmarket has been taking place this week, and the third day starts tomorrow at 1.50. Some cracking races done for decision, of course, the feature being the Cambridgeshire worth €160,000. 33 runners will go to post for the 9 furlong contest. But we're going to have a look at the 3 group races, and firstly, the Royal Lodge gets proceedings underway. Over a mile, €125,000 pounds in the prize pot, I should say, with 8 here going to post.
Yeah, race that Aidan Ryan has a good record in over the years, Patrick. There was 3 runners here tomorrow, and to pick them out, I suppose Ryan Moore's won Year of the Tiger, and I was slightly disappointed in his last run, but before that I'd seen him win at Naas. It was quite a good performance he put up on that occasion. He did run at Royal Ascot early on the season. He's a kind of a late development type, so the mile would certainly suit him very well. Liberia is the other one he rides on. His form of late isn't the best, while Robert Darnock is well exposed at this stage and will probably be used as a pacemaker here. But it looked a strong enough contest this year, as we said. The likes of Kimeko for Oisin Murphy, Andrew Balding, he's the likely favourite in this. Two efforts to date, winning first time and second just last time out was quite a good effort. While Paul Cole's Highland Chief, also a winner first time, was a decent third last time out. I expect probably this one to stay at home. I doubt Aidan Bryan's is probably quite good and unfair, but Year of the Tiger must have an each way chance around 7-1 or so.
Then we have a look at the 2-year old races then, Martin. Firstly, we'll turn our attention to the fillies because the Cheveley Park is due off at 2.25. 6 furlongs is the trip, and we've got 11 fillies going to post.
Interesting race here, and Raffa Prize is definitely the warm market leader here for Frankie Dettori and Mark Johnson. Frankie goes to try and chase another Group 1. Now, she's been in terrific form all season. She only ran 5 times, 2 seconds and 3 wins, including a good win at Royal Ascot, second at Newmarket then as well. She's a very, very good filly, this Raffa Prize, and you have to say, you know, her last run was second in a Group 1 in France a couple of weeks ago suggests that she stands well ahead of the field here. The only thing is this is her 6th run of the season, and you know, you probably look for a bit of value. And there was one horse I've seen it winning early on the season at Naas, actually, Patrick, horse called E12 for Aidan and Donica O'Brien. looked very good on that occasion. Shamey Heffernan rode her on that occasion. It was 8 or 9 to 1. Won a listed race first time out. The farm race isn't too bad because Celtic Beauty finished third for Ken Condon, and she's run some good races in England over the year. Mill Isle for Shane Huffoley and Jessica Harton was a surprise winner last time at the Curragh, or she actually won it on her penultimate start at the Curragh and then got just touched off in a listed race in England, and she would have a bit of a chance around 12 to 1. But I thought Etoile won with a little bit in hand at Nace, and at 9 to 1, 8 to 1, she's got a rock solid Etoile chance behind the obvious favourite Raffer Prize, who certainly looks the one to beat.
And then we turn to the open 2-year-old race, where the Middle Park Stakes over the same distance is due off at 3 o'clock, and this time we've got 9 going to post in a very competitive contest.
Hugely competitive race indeed, Patrick, and all eyes here will be on, of course, the Irishman Siskin. Now he's got a very big chance for Colin Keane and Geraldine. His horse looks low from the start when it's in when the Nays forced him out this year in May. He looked a very, very good horse on that occasion and has done nothing to dispel those thoughts and that since then. He's won 4 races in total, all in very good style, owned by Calvin Abdullah. He won the Phoenix Stakes here last time, the Keeneland Phoenix Stakes in early August, but the soft ground just wasn't in his favour, but he still managed to battle through and win well. Now this is going to be his stiffest test today by far. He's got 2 really good horses to beat. Mum's Tipple, trained by Richard Hannon, ridden by Oisín Murphy, was a wide margin winner of a sales race at York there a couple of weeks ago. He really was impressive on that occasion under Ryan Moore, absolutely bolted in before they had won a minor race, and he's around 5-2 second favourite, but the way he won on that occasion would suggest he's got a big chance here. Now the one to beat definitely is Andrea Fab's Earthlight, unbeaten in 4 runs, winner of a Group 1 last time in France a couple of weeks ago, and certainly with Michael Barcelona on board, the 7-4 favourite will take plenty of beating here. Monarch of Egypt is also a runner there for Aidan O'Brien with a bit of a chance as well, but he's got ground to make up on Siskin. It doesn't look to be any reason why he should reverse places with him. Well, a horse called Richard Hannon, horse called Threat, has been in a very good form of late, and he also makes up what is a fascinating race. This, there's no question this could be a series 2 race indeed. I'm hoping Siskin can do it. It's a really big test. I thought 9-2, 5-1 is a fair price. I just love the horse from the word go, and I certainly won't desert him now, but it's just this definitely is I know it's a good one, but Middle Park winners over the years haven't always been the best, but this looks to be a serious race, and I'm hoping Siskin will be up to the challenge.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye out for the Clive Cox trained Golden Horde, who beat Threat last time at Goodwood. Yeah, a very impressive win as well. He's around 16 or 20 to 1, could be value money each way.
Yeah, no doubt, so plenty to look forward to there. Whoever wins that, it's probably heading up towards next year's Guineas, and we'll see what the story is. But interesting that Andrew Fab sent over Earthlight, because you know he'll probably get him ready for the English Guineas next season and wants to run over the track, because Newmark is obviously a tricky track for 2-year-olds, and you just hope, you know, that things go well tomorrow for them. And it will be no surprise to whoever wins this coming back in for Saturday in May next year to try and win the 2000 Guineas.
Yeah, we will be keeping close on that, and of course it'll all develop tomorrow from 1:50 at Newmarket. Martin, that's where we're going to leave it this week, but before we let you go, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, well, on Saturday at the Curragh, I'd be happy to take a chance on Costanza in the Loch Brown Stakes, and in the last race, the ladies race, I'd take a chance on Way Back Home. I think he has a very good chance. At Navan on Saturday, I like the chance of Black Tears in that conditions hurdle at 3:30, and I go along with Lever de Soleil in the beginner's chase at 4 or 5. Also then at the Curragh on Sunday, some interesting racing here really, and lots to look forward to. I do like Inish Free in the Berkshire Stakes. I think that's a very good animal and will take all the beating there. Well, I take a chance on that. A New Dawn in the Park Stakes, I think definitely that one has plenty of going for it in that Park Stakes there at 2:50.
Okay, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, thanks very much for joining us, and we will catch up to you again next week with a huge weekend's racing next week. Of course, the Gordon Parks Champion Chase meeting, Tipperary's Super Sunday meeting, and of course, we'll be talking about that superstar filly Enable, when she'll be going for her third pre-lactal triumph in a row.
Absolutely, indeed, pal. Let's look forward to it. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.